I first got involved with the Iditarod when we moved up here with the Air Force. I came up in 81. I was gone 82 that year of the race. Took a trip to Australia. But 83, we started going to watch the racers come into the VFW checkpoint. And it was pretty exciting, so we did that. Then we came downtown a couple times to watch the start. And then when I retired from the Air Force, the guy that had been the previous coordinator for the checkpoint had a new job, and he couldn't make many of the meetings, so he asked if I would kind of help him along, which with all his out of town work, I became kind of the primary, and he just handed it off to me completely. You know, 28 years later, I'm still enjoying it, which I think I might be enjoying it a little bit more with my buddy taking over the coordinator position. One of the most memorable experiences I've had doing this when I was the main coordinator in Eagle River is that we were very limited on parking. So the volunteers, I had to have them park a distance away and then we would shuttle them in. For all my main coordinators and I did our ITC staff, we had a special spot for them to park next door to the VFW. That year, Joanne Potts, who was the race director at the time, whatever her position was, her and a couple other, the high-level ITC staff, came out there, and I told them, go to this parking lot right next door. My security guy was pretty new, and he was told that you don't get into this lot unless you have one of our tags from the VFW. And Joanne pulled up to the door, or the gate, and the guy wouldn't let her in. And he said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go up to Walmart and take the shuttle bus down here. They actually made her go up there. Well, Cheryl, who was with Joanne, reached over to the young man and said, do you see her tag? She's one of the top officials in the race. I'm sorry, I was told by the coordinator, if you don't have our tag, you can't get in. So Joanne had to take the bus. Well, what I know for sure in life is I don't know everything that's left out there. You know, I've got a few years under my belt, and it's been a good life, but I'm still wondering what's next to come for me, and I hope to continue on with the Iditarod for some time yet.